Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge.
Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour, a place where we try to help all of you out there that are seeking employment to find something that it is that you would like to do instead of a job. I'm here this evening with my trusty engineer, Mr. Glenn. Glenn's the guy that makes everything work. Glenn, how are you doing this evening? He's back there working
absolutely
hard.
Fantastic, Mr. Eugene.
All righty. But glad to have you as well, Glenn. But for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Glenn, if you got them, let them go. Over employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, you're a network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. You are welcome to watch me do the show, and simply by going out to our Tantalk Radio Network, which is tantalk1340.com, you can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show, because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me, because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. Yes, we do see you, and I stress that on most shows, because I want you to know we see you, because many of you really think we don't see you, and I want to make sure that you do know that we see you. Only difference is, this is pertaining to employment as far as helping you out there to find employment based on what you enjoy doing, which is totally different than you finding a job. And so I am talking about ways of letting you know that it's possible for you to find employment doing what you enjoy doing, and we want you to keep doing what you enjoy doing. You're just in the wrong job. Anyway, so that's what this show is all about. It's sharing with you ways that you can begin to look at yourself and recognize what turns you on. What are you motivated to do that we see? You can't see you. You're the carrier of your abilities. I can't see me. All of what you hear is based on what you hear and things that you see that I can do, can't do, but I can't see that, and neither can you. Anyway, so this show is about getting you to recognize what you like doing or somebody's willing to hire you to keep doing it. Now, I'm going to shift a little gears. Right now, we have the World Olympics going on. How many of you out there are watching the Olympics and seen the champions and the winners and the losers, but seeing all that have made it there? And I've seen a lot of it. I haven't seen all of it, but it's going on, and hopefully you catch some of it. Now, the difference is that the reason I want you to catch it, because I want you to look at who the Olympians are. That's number one. I want you to look at what are they doing. And number three is I'd like to have you look at and ask yourself, how did they get there? That's what I'd like to have you look at. Because I like to have you know that if you took that, if you were looking for employment, how could you get there? Because most of you will go look at a job search site and look for a job that's already predefined, and you try to create a resume that matches that, only to find out that it's something that we don't want you to do. It's something that if you were hired to do, you find out that it's not something that you wanted to do either. But yet, that's the way you did it. Well, tonight's show, I decided to shift things around to give you some ideas on it. If you could watch those Olympians and imagine how did they get there, imagine you getting employed, being employed, based on the exact same way. In other words, you're the carrier of what you have. You just do what you do. We say where it's good to be used at, and we say how good it is. And I don't think you have heard of any of the athletes talking about how good they are, because they don't know how good they are. They're making improvements all the time. Because in the background, there are people who know what they may be capable of. And people who will keep telling you what we see you capable of. And the only difference is that some of them have made a decision to follow the coach. Because the coach's job is to make you better than you think you are. And that's for all activities. Imagine being a better employee if somebody's telling you what we see you doing that's better. Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that, because tonight's show I decided to dedicate this to what the topic is. Who's watching you behind the scenes? Again, think about that. How could that be applied to you looking for work? Who's watching you? Who's talking about you behind the scenes? Because if you begin to recognize that, that's how all of those people got there. But more so, even the TV that you're watching, somebody's behind the scenes making it work. But anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that. We're going to take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors. But when we come back, feel free to give us a call if you like at 727-441-3000. But we're talking about how to find employment based on the people behind the scenes that could help you do what you never thought of.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose.
Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know that now you can get Gene's books revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? Each book shows you how to develop a resume and cover letter using your life experiences. You will receive step-by-step instruction on the content, its rationale, and its importance for each book. His books are available in soft copy and digital formats on Amazon.com and HodgePodgeTraining.com. Eugene Hodge, an employment training consultant, has helped thousands of job seekers to find enjoyable employment at competitive wages using an innovative process by matching your needs with employer needs. The books are Resume, What's Its Purpose? And Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose?
To get Gene's books, go to Amazon.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for his books, choose a book. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Shop tab, choose books in a single or bundled formats. Coming soon, books in Spanish, Creole, and French format, all at HodgePodgeTraining.com. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Living in America, where they say you can be who you want to be, do what you want to do. I sometimes question that. But the bottom line is that they say that we can do it. And some of us are doing it. I just got you mentioning that for those of you out that have been watching the Olympics, I've been watching the Olympics. I can't catch it all, but I've watched some of it. And hopefully you have seen it. If not, you got a few more days left so that you can go watch some of the activities. However, what I'd like to have you look for is you're looking at the performance. And because the world can see the performance. But have you ever thought of how did they get there? Okay, how did they get there? And so you've seen all the winners, all the losers, but how did they get there just to compete? But I'd like to have you turn that around and think of yourself as, how could you get being employed doing something that you enjoy doing? How did that happen? How did those people get chosen from being born just like you, doing certain things in life just like you, and having people in the background start to talk about them? Having people in the background start to tell them what they see them capable of doing. What you're seeing is what the people see what they're capable of doing. What you don't see is who's in the background. Many of you job seekers, you go to these job search sites and these places that say that they can find the right employees and all that sort of stuff. All these platforms, which are all these job search sites out there. Okay, just to mention some of them, Monster.com, LinkedIn.com. Oh, let's see. Craigslist. There's a lot more out there, but these job search sites that you may go to that you think that you can get. However, I'd like to have you think about how did those Olympians get there? Because I'm going to say that there are people going on that you don't see that's making all of this work. Okay, for suggestions. You may not see the coaches. You definitely don't see the assistant coaches. You don't see the doctors, all the medical people standing in the background, but they're all back there telling the other person what they go do to go win a medal, go out and do their best. But the question is, how did they get there? Who got them there? Because most likely, if you can think of jobs, there are jobs that you probably could get there if you thought about how did it happen. So I'm going to give you some ideas on how to make it happen for you. But I'd like to have you think about not only watching the Olympics, it's who's managing the events. Who's running the cameras to say switch here, switch there? Who's doing all of that behind the scenes? Because there's always people behind the scenes, and there are people behind the scenes that could tell you what you could be doing that you don't even know that you could be doing. So I'd like to have you think about that. But think of all the announcers. How did they get there? How long did it take them? The bottom line is you are just as equal as they are, and you are good at what you're good at. What's missing is who's in the background that's always been there that you probably haven't noticed. Because those people can help you go where you never imagined going. Just like I'm going to say 100% of all of those athletes that do much more in life other than their athletic ability, they got chosen. And if you think about it, all jobs that you may have gotten, somebody chose you. The only difference is whether you were applying for a job that somebody had already predefined for you, or did somebody say, I think you could do something that we could design a job around? Because I stressed that on most shows, you can't see you. You're the product. You're the carrier. So anyway, but let have you think about who's in the background? How are all of those things working? Somebody's running the camera, somebody's running the time that you see the swimmers in the pool versus the basketball players. Somebody's being paid to do that. How did they get those jobs? And there are hundreds of thousands of jobs that were created or developed just for this big event, of people doing things that they're good at doing in the background. That could be applied to you in terms of you seeking employment, of knowing who's in the background. Now, just I know we skipped the break, but that's okay. Now, some of you may not know what I'm talking about, so let me just kind of give you a little bit more information so that you can begin to look at that. Let's see. At some point in my life, I decided to go look for a job. And at some point, I applied for jobs and filled out applications and all that sort of stuff. But as I began working around some people, I realized that some people knew some other people to help get them employed. And I didn't know that until somebody started telling me what they thought that I could do, that I didn't even know what I could do. But someone chose me, or several people chose me, just like several people are choosing those Olympians. There's a whole army of people looking at each unique part of one individual and how to get the individual to maximize on it. I'm going to suggest that for you, we've been watching you all of your life. We know what we see you capable of doing. You're just a carrier of it, and you can't see you. I'd like to have you think about that, because my jobs went from, oh, let's just say a part-time job working in a grocery store to, being hired running computers and then being hired writing computer training programs and then managing training departments and then traveling to bigger corporations and then starting my own business and then getting openings in colleges, universities, doing my own thing, written up in big newspapers. Now, the bottom line is that the world watches you and sees what they think you're ready for next. It's the one reason I have this show, because I never could imagine being on the radio. I got chosen for that too. So, I'm going to suggest that the people in the background are the ones that can tell you and help you do what they see you capable of doing. You cannot see what you're capable of doing. You may know what you want to do, but if we don't think you're ready, then you aren't ready. But there's a lot of you that have been chosen, and you don't know why we chose you, and you turned down being ready. I'd like to have you think of that, because I've turned down a couple of jobs. I couldn't understand why somebody was choosing me. But the bottom line is that we're able to watch on the TV right now, watch the Olympians do their thing. It got there because somebody else has been choosing them all of that time, getting them to recognize what they're good at doing. They all know how to do a whole bunch of other things. And so the difference is that they had someone or a bunch of someone saying, you could be doing this also. And I'm pretty sure for many of you job seekers out there, people have told you what they think you could be doing also. And the only one who hasn't followed is you. Now, there are reasons for that as well, but it's not so much your fault. It depends on the environment that you're in. But it's very important to know the people in the background that are watching you. They can watch you for the jobs that you could be doing that we think you're already ready for, but you don't think so. But it's no different than the job you think you're ready for. You find out that you don't like them once you start doing them. Anyway, so it's very important to understand that we're going to choose you one way or the other, so why not let us choose you to do what we see you capable of doing? That's nothing but continuous growth and continuous learning. And I'm saying it's going right in front of your eyes as you're watching an Olympian thing. But how did those people get there? But I'm also going to say they've grown up exactly the same way as you have. We're all good at something that the other people see how it can be used. Anyway, you can't see that because you're the carrier of it. But we're going to take a short break because I've talked enough, letting you know. But I'd like to have you think about the topic, who's in the background behind you to help you find the employment that we know you will enjoy? We'll be right back. Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. opportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. And I will get back to you and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
My name is Larry LaBelle. I attended Gene Hodges' The Hodgepodge Formula class about a week ago. I think the course did an excellent job at helping people identify their skills and abilities, but more specifically, too, to help them see what they could do in the future, the things that they had not identified before, so opening up new possibilities. And just for that alone, it was excellent.
It's not so much about who you know. It's really more about all of those that know you. Because we all been seeing you. What I'd like to have you do is to transform that understanding, which I'm going to give you some tips, on how that could be applied to you doing, having jobs that you never thought of, that we already know that you can do. The only one who doesn't know is you. We see all of what you're carrying. You don't know what you're carrying. Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about this. Since this is about jobs, the next thing is that when it comes to jobs, though, do you know what people are saying about you? That's the question I'm going to ask. Do you know what people are saying about you behind your back? Because it would be important to know what they think of you. That maybe they've been trying to tell you, but you don't believe what they're going to tell you. I would say anybody that's willing to tell you something about you, you should tell them thank you, because the bottom line is you can't see what we see. But I'd like to have you just think about that. But when it comes to jobs, it's very important to understand somebody's got to choose you. Why not choose somebody that somebody has already recommended you for? Okay, why not choose to go down that path instead of you trying to do it all by yourself? So the reason I say that is because when it comes to our workforce, on a national, international level, most of us have jobs doing things that we don't want to do. The employers know that. They know the amount of money they're spending trying to get you to do something better when you really need to think about it. You go home and do what you enjoy doing. You go to work for a job that you don't want to do. Why not combine both size of the skills into something that we can see you capable of doing? And when you look at those athletes, they didn't appear yesterday. they've been being chosen most of their life to do what they like doing. And they still do stuff on the side. And people are still talking about them. So I'd like to have you think of, do you know what people are saying about you out there? If not, then you should find out. Okay, what are they saying? And anyone who's willing to tell you what they see you capable of doing, tell them thank you. And any of those who see you doing something that you never thought of, tell them thank you. And any of them that tells you that you're in the wrong job, tell them thank you. Because they can tell you where they see you being at the present time. And you're going to grow getting better, just like all those athletes. They weren't born yesterday. They developed an interest in something that somebody else thought they were good at doing, and they helped give them all types of education and training while still focused on the things that the individual enjoyed doing, plus they were good at it. But those are just the athletes that you're watching. I just got you talking about. All of the people in the background. Now, for those of you not familiar with that, if you ever been to a play or ever been in a play? Okay, if you've been to a play or you've been to the movies, like a long time ago, we used to go to movies. Nowadays, everybody sits down in front of their TV or cell phone. But we used to go to theaters. But you could see the entertainer in front of the stage. You pay your money, you go sit in the seat, and you watch the entertainer. And at certain parts during the play or the movie, then they take a break, and you see the people arranging chairs in the background. A whole bunch of people run from behind the curtain. They start setting up things for the next part of the show. Well, imagine that's going on right now for you. It's the people behind the scenes that are making you look good. You're just the presenter. Think about people who know where you fit in terms of work. And it's not just anybody. When you find out that different people that have no connection to each other are telling you similar things, that's because we see something that could make you happier and more productive. It's just something to think about. Didn't require a college degree, didn't require two O's and three O's, didn't matter whether you were a dropout or a multimillionaire. What it matters is that somebody saw something that you could benefit from if you knew it.
And sometimes, Eugene, there are those people that come into our lives from just seems like out of the blue.
Right.
Way back in the ancient days of 1980. I was looking for a part-time job while I was going to school, taking some summer classes.
I got a witness.
And I saw an ad for, back in the days when they posted ads in the newspaper, you know. I saw a position for a AAA dispatcher. I thought, well, that sounds pretty good. That's something I could do. Well, I went, and I gained an interview with one of the management people there. She stopped the interview, Eugene, stood up and looked me straight in the eye and said, young man, you have no business being in my office. Mm-hmm. You know, now that can't be good when you hear words like that. However, mm-hmm. she went on to say, you belong in radio or television.
Wow. Just like that.
Go get a job in broadcasting. I was one of the first women, she told me, in broadcasting here in the Tampa Bay area. So, I mean, I'd heard that from many people before, but for some reason, this woman made an impression on me like nobody else, Eugene. I mean, this was like, wow, okay. And it just so happened, I was listening to this talk radio station before talk radio really became a thing. And I went there. And I applied for a job. Program director comes out, and he does an interview with me. And I'm thinking when the interview's over, he's just being a nice guy. probably going to file my application away in the trash can. 3 hours later, the phone rings, and I get a call asking me how I'd like to come to work for that radio station.
Now, how do you know that the very lady who told you you belong somewhere else did not make a phone call on your behalf and vouch for you?
It's possible. I mean, she had some information on me, so she could have done that.
It's amazing how we could look at people and say, I think you'd be good at doing X, Y, and Z instead of you trying to do A, B, and C.
I often do that with other people that I see.
Yeah.
Just being out and about. I'll look at them. I don't care who they are. You could talk about their racial color characteristics, their whatever they are. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I can tell when somebody is good at something.
Mm-hmm.
Many times. Not all the time. And I love to be able to point that out to them and encourage them because somebody did that for me.
But the bottom line is, I'm just going to say this, it's more than the somebody. It's a bunch of somebodies that agree that we all see this in you and push you to go do something you could never imagine doing. Now, if that makes sense to you, that's the very reason I'm sitting here in this seat. I'm doing things I could never, ever have imagined doing. I don't know why I've been chosen. Yeah. But I think we all have something that the rest of us want or need or could use. It's a matter of you finding out what we see in you, not your neighbors and family, what the world sees in you, because as you go by people every day, many will stop and want to have a conversation, and many will tell you what they think. And all of those that tell you what they think, the only thing you owe them is a thank you because they didn't have to tell you. You know, there's a thing about that. I mean, but the very thing that we're looking at in terms of the Olympians, where massive, I don't know, millions of billions of people are watching. They're watching the people in the background make all of those people look good. And all of those are jobs in the background that somebody likes doing or somebody chose them to do it. But all that is going on right in front of your eyes if you understand how did they get those jobs. Because they were probably recommended by others. I mean, so just something to think about.
And boy, that would be some kind of networking opportunity, don't you think, Eugene?
It's a huge networking opportunity when people start passing things around and you don't know it. Because the offers are coming from people who are already recommending you. It didn't require a test, didn't require a GED, didn't require a bachelor's degree, doctor's degree, didn't require any of that. It was a matter of somebody saying you're ready for the next step. And the only one who's going to find out is you if you're willing to take the next step. Yeah. I mean, but to me that makes sense. But the bottom line is that's what I'm attempting to create for our workforce, is to take the productivity that we see how it can be used and let us guide you. Because all of those athletes have had different trainers, coaches along the way, and you're only seeing them at this moment in time. There's no telling where they're going to be next year. I mean, but it's things like that that our workforce could be working exactly the same way if individuals understood that we're all good at something and there's no way you know you're good at it because you're the carrier of it. It's when we tell you that you're good or not good because you got to perform for us in the first place. But all of those who say you're not the right fit, you should tell them thank you. But We're going to take a short break because we haven't heard a break since I've been on the show. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. I'm talking about ways that we can understand who's in your background.
Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to linkedin.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at linkedin.com. Or go to hodgepodgetraining.com, choose resources tab, and choose an article. That's at hodgepodgetraining.com.
You were saying, you know, how society says we should get a good education and we stress about it and should get good training and all this stuff. So what's the difference between a good education and training?
Mine is great. Education is the exposure of many things. And so our school or education system gives us the exposure and knowledge of it. However, if I told you, I can tell you how to write a resume. I can tell you how to hold an interview. I can tell you how to go greet someone. And it sounds easy with someone standing in front of the class that's telling you that. However, you doing it, it never works that way. Which means you got to do it once or twice or three or four times until it's acceptable. So that's training. What we're missing in our educational process is training. There's education everywhere. We're missing training. And if we got training, the employers would be happy. The educational institutions would be happy because their graduates are really performing. What happens is we have a lot of individuals with education and lacking the ability to perform. That's the difference. We focus on training.
If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen, internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look.
Look here to find that purpose. You all have it. You all have a purpose, and I think it's pretty simple. It's all the things you find yourself doing that you like doing. There's a purpose behind that, that we can see how it can be used. Most times you cannot, because you're the carrier of it. We're the ones who see it. But anyway, so I'm going through an overview of trying to get to ways of you to be able being able to recognize how we see what's in you. And I started to show up by talking about the Olympics, of which I hope a lot of you are watching the Olympics. But the topic was, who is behind the scenes to make all of that happen? It's not just the Olympians. It's the people that are running the TV shows, the cameras that are flickering from left to right. It's all the things going on in the background where all you see is just the activities. All you see is the people doing things. I mentioned the example of a play. All you see is the actor on stage. Without understanding behind the curtains, there's a whole crew that are working behind the scenes to make that event happen. But I'm also going to say there's a lot of people behind the scenes that could be helping you to find the types of jobs that you can do and will enjoy doing, the same way people have recognized abilities in those Olympians. long time ago. They recognized certain abilities. Now, the only difference is that those people learned to follow coaching, because there's always a coach that's telling them what to do, what not to do, try this, try that. Put yourself in the same situation. Let us tell you to try this and try that, because we can already see what we think you're capable of. Anyway, so one way that you can begin to do that, if you have any type of working experience, or whether you don't have any type of working experience, here's the best way to get started. I'm going to suggest that you do is think of the people that you already know. Now, if you have worked at all, think of all the supervisors that you know, the co-workers that you work with, the general people around you that you might see in church or at the playground or the park, the people that you see often, the people that you've been in front of, the supervisors that you've worked for in the past, think of all your friends. All of those people can see you and think of things that they see you capable of doing. Didn't cost you a dime other than you had something that we could see how it could be used to benefit you and benefit others. So when we get back to the Olympians, they all have a coach. Most athletic sports, they talk about the coach. But that's in present time. Think back 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Who were the coaches in the background then? Same applies to your growth in the workplace. It's understanding who has been there, and you don't know what they're doing behind the scenes for you. You don't know what they're saying behind the scenes. If you want to know, ask them and they'll tell you. And hopefully they tell you some things that get you frustrated and disgust, because that's what you need to hear. You need to hear the reasons why we choose you or don't choose you. But you also need to hear what we think you're capable of doing. And in most cases, we can identify skills and abilities you're carrying that could be used in certain types of jobs that would make you happy and productive and be growing at the same time. Because all you're doing is enhancing your own abilities. It's no different than all of the Olympians that you see. Those are all the people that you see. What's behind the scenes, all of those that helped develop them along the way. And after this Olympian event is over, many of them will get picked up to go to the next level on their way. Same thing happens in the workplace, provided you understand that, or you know who's in the background. And if you don't know who's in the background, ask. Because people get recommended in those types of environments. They fill out applications after. It's the recommendations that they get where somebody else is vouching for you, so you're not alone trying to get something on your own. You know, when you apply for jobs, they ask for references on a piece of paper. You fill out an application. Well, why not get the references first, or recognize the references that are suggesting that they see you doing something else that you never thought of? But the more people you ask, the more common things you'll hear from different people, where all of them see you capable of doing something that you never thought of doing, that you will enjoy doing. Anyway, for many of you, being supervised in the workplace is very similar to being coached. The difference is the one that believes that they could be somebody that they could never imagine, they begin to follow the coach's advice because the coaches can see them. And the ones that don't, they choose to follow their own advice. But anyway, so there's a way for you to do that. Just identify the people that you know, all the past employers, all your friends, and just go to them and tell them what you know how to do, tell them what you would like to do, and just ask them to pass the word if they hear of anything. Don't expect anything right then and there. All you want to do is plant seeds, because you don't know who they're talking to in the background. What you do want to be able to do is keep talking about the things that you like doing and know how to do that we already see you capable of doing. So I'd like to have you really think about that, because that's how you're going to be able to do what you want to do and somebody wants you to do it, and you can become a happy employee or have your own business. Because once you do that, you start choosing the other people that you see capable as well. So I'd like to have you really think about that. We're watching the Olympics. This time it's going to last for a few more days. But I want you to understand the path that every one of those have come through, of understanding coaching, understanding being coached, understanding being recommended, understanding being chosen. It's a better way to have a more enjoyable life, being productive and making money, instead of doing some things that you don't want to do in the first place. When the bottom line is, when you go home, you go do what you want to do anyway, for enjoyment. I mean, so these people have found ways of using what they enjoy doing that somebody else wants to help them to continue doing it. And even when they get too old, there's something else waiting for them to continue to go do. So many will turn into those who inspire others to understand what we see them capable of doing. And you convince the others whereby they believe enough in you and you're willing to try it. But anyway, but this is how you can find enjoyable employment, based on my interpretation of ways that you can do things and grow throughout your work time. But anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that, because you got time to go do it. You got time to continue watching the Olympics. But put yourself in a position whereby someone is coaching you. It's not someone, it's a whole team of people that are coaching you. Okay, understand the team behind the scenes. Once you know they're there, it will change your life. Anyway, I hear the music, which means my time is up. It's My Way, being sung by Frank Sinatra. And I want you to understand, you are watching people do it their way, because all the things you like doing, enjoy doing, good at doing, you literally are doing it your way anyway. All we're doing is helping you to find a way to use it. Well, tell everybody what you'd like to do, and give us a call and let us know about that, because you can indeed, yes, do it your way.
It was my way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In just over a half hour, GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump called out the National Association of Black Journalists' professionalism and defended his VP pick during a Q&A session. Trump also questioned VP Kamala Harris's ethnicity.
So I don't know.